On the show today, we have Frugal's Jason Vitug as he's on the road again this summer on the road to financial wellness 2016. If our audience is into road trips, then this is the show for them because we're talking road trips here, by golly. You have planned another epic road trip in 2016 called the Road to Financial Wellness. So give us a scoop on why you're planning another road trip and what's going to happen, all that good stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, last year we did a tremendous amount of miles, 10,218 yep. miles and 37 events. We learned such a great deal of information. I mean, there's so much info that we've got, and we learned how to properly create events that attract and draw hundreds of people. And so I go, I could probably spend another good 5 to 6 years sharing the information that I learned from last year's road trip. But I wanted to be actionable. I wanted to make sure that the information that we gathered, we can use to truly impact local communities, to truly work with mm-hmm. Local organizations and say, this is the information that we've learned. This is the process that we believe works and was proven to work last year. Mm-hmm. And we want to take that out into the street. So, I mean, when I think about the amount of hours spent driving and the 37 talks I did last year, I go, okay, do I really want to put myself to this again? But then I go, wow, with all the info and as well as the process, it's like I felt like it was a waste of knowledge to sit on this without a second attempt to make financial education history. So mm-hmm. that is why I decided to create this epic road trip. Up until the point where my body can take it. So I think after this, that's it. My body will retire from being inside the car.
We'll have 911 on hold for you, Jason, all right?
Yeah, sounds good.
So, I mean, last year was kind of like, I'm kind of seeing it as a beta test, you know, to see if this would really work. And it did. It was a huge success. And so what's going to be different about 2016? I think there's more miles and more stops. Am I correct in this assumption, sir?
Yeah, there is more miles and more stops, and the length is much longer. So one of the big differences that we had was last year we did everything in 30 days.
Yeah, 30 days. This 30
is mm-hmm. yeah. So this is now stretched from June 1st to September 20th.
Jason, oh my gosh.
Yeah, and the reason being is that we want to be able to be in the local community, interact with, mm-hmm. with the residents, mm-hmm. and also work with the organizations, not just for that 2 to 4 hour time frame, but we really want to get in there and get those stories so we can share more of the personal finance successes, mm-hmm. pitfalls through social channels. And so that's one of the key things. So we're going to do 50 stops at one stop in each state. In that span of about 120 days or so. Jason. But then I'm excited because that gives us the ability again to do a lot more of the man on the street mm-hmm. Conversations that we did very few of, mm-hmm. But was quite successful, as well allows us to do more of the media outreach.
Okay, good.
A lot of the local media were saying, wow, this is amazing. This is definitely epic, but it's their time frame in terms of covering news was just very too short. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay, well let's create a buffer for these events.
Idea.
And our events are changing also. One of the key things that I did last year was a lot of the locations said, okay, well this is our local flavor. This is what we're gonna do mm-hmm. Here in Lowell or in Jacksonville. But this time around, it's like we found a format that works that worked all across the country. And so we're going to take that format and replicate it in the 50 locations. So that's what I'm excited about.
Okay.
So instead of this really freestyle form of event, we mm-hmm. have more of a structured event. So think of a TED Talk style format where presenters are sharing their financial empowerment stories with the aim to inspire, educate, and provide actionable steps to those who are in attendance.
Nice.
And that, again, draws in any generation. I mean, we target millennials, Generation Y, but then we're going to draw in the young families. We're drawing in the entrepreneurials into this event. Mm-hmm. And so that is one of the big major changes.
Okay, and so are you going to be spending more time in each place? To, like you said, you're going to create a buffer for the media, and then you're going to have these TED Talks type presentations and stuff. So does that mean you're going to be spending more time in each place, or how's that going to work?
Yeah. You'll see us spending more time in each place.
Okay, cool.
So it's not going to be one location, then right when the event ends, we're out, because we need to make sure that we're 500 miles or so away to the next location. Yeah. So yeah, we're going to do a bit more, spend a bit more time, get to know the local culture, and again, interact with the residents of that community.
Okay. It's all going to be RV bound as well, right?
Yeah. So, I think right now we're looking at a minivan.
Oh,
again.
All right.
Yeah. So we are looking at an RV option, but the minivan so far. We'll see if that changes in the next couple of months or so.
Okay, I'm thinking of those big rock band concert buses that they would take nationwide with the big beds and the spas and all that type of stuff in the back.
That's later on
down the road.
Yeah, I would so love that, because then it's just sort of like I roll into bed, get up, get
exactly.
ready. Yeah, so we're not up to that scale, so...
Well, we'll try that for 2017. So how can credit unions get involved here? Because, I mean, this is the kind of the heart of the message here. What can credit unions do to kind of further this adventure or this expedition, if you will?
Yeah, so one of the biggest successes for 2015 was the participation of credit unions mm-hmm. all around the country. So we had 12 credit unions. We had the foundation. We had the World Council, CUNA, all involved in this. In addition to all the financial technology companies, so it was yeah. really a great effort among across industries. And so credit unions now have the opportunity for those who are offering financial education programs, seminars, who want to attract millennials into their membership. There's an opportunity for us to collaborate in the locations that we are mm-hmm. That we are going to. Mm-hmm. And so we're reaching out to credit unions in the select locations. And we're also asking other credit unions, if you see that we're traveling in your path, to give us, to send us a tweet, send us a message, and let us know. And maybe we can work out a plan where we do a little small pit stop.
Oh, my gosh.
A little pit stop at your location, do a financial education event with the employees or at the local community. Not at the scale of what we're looking at with bringing in speakers from all around the country. Mm-hmm. But again, getting them involved. So we are looking for sponsors. We're looking for partners. We're looking for local credit unions that truly want to engage their community mm-hmm. With something epic such as this.
Yeah, even if they just show up to
yes.
your event, I mean that's huge in itself, because that gives them exposure, and the people that are there, the consumers or the people that aren't well versed in the credit union industry or what it's all about, they can talk to them. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, because a good part of this road trip is the networking aspect. Mm-hmm. So millennials like to network, like to socialize. So
yeah.
there's a lot of that here. So not only are we looking for what the sponsors, but we want people to attend. And there's a lot of opportunities to collaborate in this, whether we're working through communication with their members in that local community or through social media or through other partnerships. I mean, definitely, I encourage credit unions who are interested in learning more about the road trip to reach out to us and see how we can collaborate
yeah.
and figure something out, whether it's online, offline, or through these events.
Yeah, even like if one credit union in the area knows about it, maybe the one other credit union can talk to the other credit unions in the community, kind of share the message and say, hey, let's get out there and force and support this type of thing and just get out there and hang out and talk to people. I think that would be great, too.
Yeah, that definitely is doable, and we had successes all around the country with
nice.
Credit unions joining together.
Nice.
So large and small, and what they love with this opportunity to really talk about the financial cooperatives, to talk about the mission and how they do cooperate to empower individuals and empower mm-hmm. communities. So there definitely is an opportunity for credit unions to collaborate in these events. So it's not just one. Okay, well, it's one specific organization. There's opportunities for us to collaborate in the grander scale.
How did you see last year as a success? Was it the impact of the message? Was it the response that you got? Or how did you see it as a success last year?
So the number of attendees.
Okay.
So I look at the number of attendees, about roughly over 8,000 people attended these 37 events.
Wow.
And then we're constantly still getting messages from the attendees mm-hmm. in terms of how impactful they are.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the key things that really struck out was they're asking for resources, for tools, for recommendations of financial products. And that's where I truly feel that once we get people excited, they're mobilized yeah. to make financial decisions. And so now they're going to us and say, okay, well, where do we go? And so that's why we've aggressively this time around say, well, credit unions are a perfect fit for this generation. Yeah. They're local. And this is an opportunity to really communicate. But again, I looked at it as the conversation didn't end. So after June 30th, the conversation continued on. And so in the last 6-7 months, we're still having these talks with attendees, with our partners mm-hmm. all across the country, and continuing to build this excitement. Because one of the biggest things that I wanted people to understand was that road trip started a movement. And now we're continuing that conversation. Yeah. And what we started this talk with was, yeah, it's like, why go do this again? And I could spend 5 years talking about the success of Road Trip 1.0.
Yeah.
But it really is about getting the message and reinforcing the yeah. message. Yeah. And so, I mean, expect a lot of really amazing things this time around because we have a lot more months of planning. We have some awesome partners helping us make this successful, such as yourself.
Yahoo!
The lead way.
Yeah.
And also, we're going to do a bit more of the social stuff, the things that we didn't have time for that resonates. And when I look at the social shares, I mean, we do a Twitter chat. We get over 1.2, 1.4 million impressions and reach. And so there's a lot of engagement through Facebook yeah. and Instagram and Snapchat. So now we're going to have a bit more of support this time around since we passed the beta.
Exactly, you passed the beta. You're on to proven success, sir. All right. What do you hope to accomplish this time around? What are your goals for this time around? We touched on it at the top of the show. What just to kind of reiterate, what are your goals? What do you hope to accomplish in 2016?
Yeah, in 2016, again, to heighten the conversation mm-hmm. On financial wellness, increase the awareness to credit unions. It's kind of one of the really big things, and one of the big takeaways is that we don't know where to bank, we don't know where to go to find these financial services, and so one of the big really key things, and how we're going to measure that is we're going to take a bit more names, we're going to take a bit more emails and follow ups. Yeah, and we're also going to formalize the surveys and quizzes that we'll be handing out through these events as mm-hmm. well as through social online to get more data points and to truly see like what is the impact of these events on the local community mm-hmm. and how are they translating to change of behaviors in terms of like are they switching financial service accounts, are they beginning to save a bit more. So we're going to do a bit more of that follow-up, and you'll see more stories, personal stories of individuals around the country. So not just all our frugal faces, but a bunch of, the people that will be impacting. So again, we'll be measuring it with social as well yeah. as the engagement and all that stuff.
Okay. Yeah. That's the great connector right there is when you have those objective peer type stories from consumers out there, successful stories, successful case study type stuff. That will be the big connector right there. And that's what'll hit home for you guys. Excellent. Excellent. All right. To wrap up, Jason, how can credit unions, how can anybody get involved in this to help push it forward and make it a bigger success than it already will be?
Yeah. I encourage everyone to reach out to me, whether you're in credit unions. And I know you have a big audience and they may not be in credit unions themselves, but they do enjoy the information sure. within the banking sphere. Yeah, definitely reach out. You can reach us at on Twitter at Frugal, that's mm-hmm. PHROOGAL, or at Jason Vitug. Send me an email at jason at frugal.com and check out frugal.com/road for more information.
Right on. We look forward to another epic adventure, Jason. I hope that we can touch base along the way and then especially at the very end because you're going to be right here in San Diego, right?
Yes, San Diego yeah. is the 50th stop.
Right on. Well, we'll be there with our live crew on site. And if you're still ticking, we'll do a quick interview with you and see how it went. So we look forward to best of luck to you and look forward to it and look forward to touching base during the trip too. So well done, sir. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.